Hey guys, Pneumatic Musketeers here. Morgan and Chris bringing you news again from this week. This time we're actually recording on Wednesday. So we'll get it out properly at a reasonable time on Thursday as opposed to like 11:59 at night.
And I'm assuming put up on NESAG before like Monday.
Eh, shut up.
All right, so on to the news, I guess.
Yeah.
Cool. So G&G has released information and pictures of an MG42 that is soon to be released.
Yeah, it's got a fake ammo belt, which is pretty rare for a saw weapon to come with in airsoft. Generally, you got to pick up one of those. It comes with a 1700 round, not box mag, but like the drum mag-ish thing that an MG42 has. That's powered by a separate 7.4 volt LiPo. It's got a wooden stock, a actual quick swap outer barrel. Like you pull a lever and the outer barrel pops out. It's interesting. And it's full steel externals with proper trademarks. It looks pretty cool, actually. I kind of want one.
You want everything, though. That's the thing.
But can I HPA it?
I've been asking myself that about every gun I've seen recently.
Something that Chris probably doesn't want to HPA is the new S&T Sterling submachine gun. You were saying you didn't exactly like how it looked.
I mean, it's okay, but I'm not exactly a huge fan. It's not something I would spend the recommended price of $278 on.
Yeah, so but it's full steel construction. It's got 110 round again, steel mag. For those of you that know the Sterling, it's what war is that from? Is that one or two? I
I
think
don't
it's
know.
two.
World
Yeah,
War.
I want to say World War II.
I guess.
It's one of the guns that the magazine comes off the side, so if I recall, pray you're not a lefty, 'cause that'll never work.
And that kind of thing is why I'm not a fan of that gun. I don't particularly like guns where the mag is like that.
Yeah.
But that's just me. So we have some kind of cool news. Came out pretty much just after we recorded last week.
Yep.
Wolverine has announced their pricing on the Spartan and the Inferno. Spartan edition of the Inferno is $285. It is, for now at least, version 2 only, although they will consider a version 3 system if there's enough demand for it by you AK lovers. And the Inferno is going to be 365, which is $5 less than we had guessed.
No, it's 15. I was
15?
guessing 380.
I was guessing 370.
Oh, well, then it's like
Clearly, I'm better.
$12 between.
Clearly, I'm better.
You're just more optimistic.
And more realistic, I
So the
guess.
Spartan and Inferno will both be available sometime in August. I'm hoping early to mid-August, but now mind you guys, generally the named edition of a product, this Inferno Spartan edition is the fancier one. Well, this one isn't Spartan as in like 300 Spartans. This is like Spartan as in sparse.
City-state of Spartan, or of Sparta.
It's named Spartan because it's a very minimalist system. It doesn't have a FCU, FCU.
FCU. It does.
It does. It's built into the trigger, so there's only the cord going to the solenoid, which goes to the trigger unit, and then the battery.
It should be noted, though, that that is upgradable to a regular Wolverine FCU.
Yes.
So if you get a Spartan and then decide, oh, I like this, you can upgrade to a full Inferno or even a
A full
Hydra,
Hydra. Yep.
which I think is pretty cool.
And what it will also be compatible with once they're eventually released is the Wolverine Bluetooth FCU, which they just released a picture of their like first beta model undergoing tests. So it's not just like phantomware, they're actually building the things, and it should be out this year, probably, I'm assuming.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, although I do see a lot of potential for issues with that.
Well, there's the FCU, you can't, like, It's hard to make your BB shoot a ton faster with it, because generally, like, you can.
If you play around with the nozzle well, it's probably.
But you generally tune that. Because if you're putting more air out, the air's just going to keep going after the BB. There's a limit that can tweak. It's mostly the PSI that's really.
Yeah, but there you and I both know the community, and there are people out there who will walk the limit and then knock it up if possible.
Yeah, by using a high like PSI and a low dwell.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, the Bluetooth FCU, I bet, is going to be way quicker and easier to tune properly than a couple buttons. So I think the pros are definitely going to outweigh the cons. I kind of want one of those just so that I can just do 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 and done.
Yeah, definitely something I might look into as well.
On the other hand, I need a phone that can do Bluetooth well.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe I could control both of ours.
Yeah.
So, speaking of things in pairs from Wolverine,
Yes.
during their tech day at their 1 year anniversary, they revealed to the techs attending, two separate currently unannounced projects, or
Yeah.
products. Both,
Both. Yeah.
I guess. So even more cool stuff for Wolverine.
Yeah, can't
I
wait to
can't wait.
see what's coming out of them.
Yeah, it is weird to think that they're only a year old, though. It seems like they've been around longer.
Remember when the cheapest HPA system was $500? Now they've released one that's only a hair over half that cost.
Yeah, and now some places flagship HPA systems are less than that.
You mean like theirs?
There's I guess moving on, Wii Airsoft has released their G34 pistol in OD. It's got a metal slide, and you can get it for the low price of only $82.
And that is a full traded one, so
Have fun getting that into the
yeah,
US.
it is available on a Tiger 111, if I recall. That's the link where we saw it.
Yeah, Tiger 111 HK. So some other news
Not
that we
product
don't get too
related, this
much.
is event related.
This is me related.
Pretty much, yeah.
Because Morgan is out way out of nowhere. Or
Yeah.
way in the middle of nowhere, I should say. So I will be attending the Rebel Skirmishes kickoff day this Saturday, August 1st, at P&L Paintball in Bridgewater, Massachusetts. I will be playing, and I will also be doing media. And I may be able to even try a Hydra. I do have to talk to a couple people about that, but I might be able to get some playtime in with a Hydra, and if I do, it is likely the M249 variant. So I'm gonna have some fun.
Oh yeah.
And then a week from then, I will be down in Scranton, Pennsylvania for what will be the game of my life so far. It will be our national debut.
And by our, we
And
mean Chris, because I'm
mine.
just going to be sitting here
Yeah.
sulking or
Well,
working, same difference.
I'll be representing us because I will be doing some media coverage at the show as well.
Yep.
But we haven't even said the name of the event.
Red
If you
Storm
don't know,
East.
Red Storm East 4 from Operation Lion Claw's Milsim series.
Yeah.
I was thinking, okay, well, we'll all make our national debut next year because we have a pretty crazy season planned. But no, it's looking like this year.
And hopefully I'll be getting out to one near the end of the season
Near
as
the
well.
end. You were looking at the end of August, right?
Nope, not the end of
Oh,
August. What
yeah,
was that?
right. You can,
The like
yeah.
end of October or something?
The end of October for a national.
Whatever game it was, I don't remember.
But yeah, I'm looking at probably two or three nationals this season, which is crazy because that's two or three more than I've ever played
Yeah.
total. So that's going to be really fun. I should be getting some camera footage of that. I'm borrowing a friend's Contour. So yeah, that'll be fun. You'll get to see my shenanigans. Because my playstyle is very much that of a tactical distraction. And speaking of lovely tactical things, we have our phrase of the week.
Tactical maraca.
Yeah, this is one we've mentioned before, but we figured it's worth mentioning again. You know how when you're walking around, you're trying to be sneaky and all operator-like in dark games and CQB or at night or whatever, and it's just shaking.
So realized while editing just now that we never actually defined what a tactical maraca is. A tactical maraca is basically a high cap. When you're running, it's just shh, shh, shh. That was the it that Chris just mentioned right then.
That's a tactical maraca. That's really all there is to it.
And I found the event that I was thinking of.
Oh, what is it?
I think it was, wasn't it a Shahrazad?
If you can make it to Shahrazad, let me know. I'm going to need to find a way down there.
Yeah.
Because that's at a Renaissance fair.
Yeah, that one looks absolutely awesome.
It brings our definition of airsoft being LARPing with BB guns to a whole nother level.
Very much so.
So definitely a game I'm going to make an effort to make it down to. I can't
And
make any promises as Virginia's a bit of a hike,
yep, just a
but
bit. But
I'll try.
we'll see how the season progresses.
So look for at least one coverage of at least one national for me.
Yeah.
Probably two, hopefully three.
Oh, yeah. All right, guys, this has been Pneumatic Musketeers. This is Morgan.
This is Chris.
We're signing out, and we'll see you on the field.
Later, guys.